This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hello, away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,559. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and my car.
Come on.
In the Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time for with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Drinking and drop for Ted.
That's right.
Here we go.
8:30, Mouth.
Here's a real headline. Quote, the testicle bath could be the future of male contraception. Meanwhile, a Florida man admits having sex multiple times with a horse in hopes of centaur conception. Carjackers pick the wrong guy who trains in MMA and also drives a stick. Mom throws parties for teens, giving them alcohol and making them sick. And shoppers are shocked after learning the correct way to pronounce IKEA. Newsflash, it is not pronounced IKEA.
What?
That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, in spite of spending three TV seasons and six movies traveling through the final frontier as Captain James T. Kirk, actor William Shatner traveled to actual space earlier today aboard Jeff Bezos's penis-shaped Blue Origin spacecraft. And yes, we always have to preface it with penis-shaped because you just can't escape it. No, it was not a five-year mission to seek out new life and new civilizations, but the 10-minute round trip did have a profound emotional impact on the 90-year-old. It's something he always wanted to do, and he finally did it. Pretty cool. Now, it helps that he's rich enough to pull that off, but that said, depending what's on your personal bucket list, you don't always have to be rich and or famous for it to happen. Sometimes you just need a little patience, as Axl Rose would say. Take 70-year-old Gwen Goldman, for example. In 1961, Gwen was 10 years old. She wanted to be a bat girl for the Yankees. But in 1961, yucky girls weren't allowed. Well, 60 years later, this past June, the Yankees, they reached out to her. Apparently, they kept the letter.
Very cool.
They reached out to her, and she finally got her chance. She's 7 years old. She got to be the Batgirl. Or, I guess, Batwoman, except without the costume. But she says it was worth the wait. And, hell, a lot of people right here in Seattle, they saw a dream materialize last night when the Seattle Kraken finally took the ice in her NHL debut. Woo! Against the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Thank you, Mike. So, today, we want to know when your patience or perseverance paid off with the answer to this question. What did you always want to do or see that you actually did or saw?
Be a part of the Big Show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home of Charles and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3559. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future review.
Exciting return
of Who Sucks Less. Steve, you somehow figure out a way. It takes you hours to go through all the news stories.
That's why we do it once a week, Miles. It takes a full 7 days.
To find some things out there that just are not right in the news. It's amazing that you find anything other than good, happy stuff, but you do.
I mean, generally, you know, I look at the news each morning and it's like a comedy reel. It's like watching Benny Hill, but Miles, I assure you, after digging very hard over a period of a week, I did find three people that suck. And you know what? This week, Mike, I think you'll agree, these are not the worst people in the world. They're not good people. They're not the worst people, but I think each story will make you smile.
Okay.
That's better than most.
All right. Who Sucks Less coming up. And as we leave these airwaves and give you more Men's Room every weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock on the Men's Room Happy Hour, we will finally get to the effing news. We got a little sidetracked last night, but we'll get there tonight. If you do not have the Odyssey app, download it now for free. Search for the Men's Room Happy Hour. It's only on at 6. If you go there now, there won't be anything on the channel. And then from there, we leave these airwaves, go straight over to the Odyssey app, where the same FCC rules do not apply that they do here on the airwaves. So we're allowed to have a little bit more freedom, so to speak, on the Men's Room Happy Hour. And today we're going to talk about what you've always wanted to do or see that you actually did eventually do or see. And we start with actor William Shatner. He is best known for playing Captain Kirk on Star Trek, described his journey into space as overwhelming.
I thought he was best known as T.J. Hooker, but whatever.
And something that everyone should experience. I have to admit, as soon as I read this article, when they said that Shatner was going to go into space, I thought, oh God, Jeff Bezos is going to kill Captain Kirk. I really did. I just, for some reason,
like this would be the mission that
I thought,
burns up in the
air. Oh God, I was like, this can't happen.
You can't do it.
It's like when they tried to put Big Bird on the shuttle, you know what I mean? And that was the shuttle that blew up. I just thought, like, you can't do that anymore. There's too much of a...
I will say this.
As someone
it would have been worse...
Superstitious, you know.
If Big Bird blew up in the Challenger. And again, Big Bird was originally scheduled to be on the Space Shuttle Challenger, that would have been more devastating to this country, I truly believe, than William Shatner, only because Shatner's 90. And little kids do not know who William Shatner is. I mean, you have to explain who...
Well, that's the thing, Big Bird. He's 90.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that plays a lot into it. You know, how does a G-force affect you? How does, you know, going that quickly, you know, achieving that height so fast, how does that affect your body? Because there's a reason that they take you up in a plane, and the plane's got to, you know, kind of get used to the altitude, and the cabin pressure has to change and everything else when you're at 34,000 feet. Well, this thing's up there in what?
7 minutes, 8 minutes?
I'm not sure how long. Either way, you have to go a certain speed just to break out.
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Yeah,
that's what I would say.
I saw what it looked like.
Can you even put Ted's the go-to on this stuff.
Can you even put your hand out in front of you? You know what I mean? Is there that much force?
I think in most cases they would ask you just to not do that.
Right.
Well, look. Miles would be like, I wonder if I can raise my arms. Like, dude.
My buddy's dad had a 67 Mustang Fastback, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he always did this thing where he would put you in the front seat. Now, granted, I was younger and not as large. But he would say, okay, I'm going to put a $1 bill, and I'm going to tape it to the dashboard. I'm going to stomp this thing, and if you can reach up and grab that dollar bill, it's yours. Oh, no problem. And he just go, and you try as hard as you could to put your hand out there. And just the power of that car, you know, for the first 7-8 seconds, you couldn't. You had to wait.
So, based on the Fastback, you're wondering if you could raise your arms on the rocket blasting.
Right,
and I'm going to go ahead and say no.
I don't think so either. That's what I'm saying. Like, you are just...
Hey, William, if you can reach that dollar on the ceiling of the capsule...
He's probably really trying hard. Like, I need that buck. I was on T.J. Hooker.
That didn't help.
No, it did.
I would think it's more like a roller coaster.
Right.
What do you mean?
Like, in a roller coaster, you know, there's certain times you can put your arms up, and then there's certain times, like, on a really... good one?
Yeah.
Where, like, you pull a couple G's and you're like, you're just strapped. Like, I'm just picturing 90-year-old, what's his name?
William Shatner.
Yeah. I was almost calling him Shakespeare. Just pinned.
William Shakespeare.
He's not lifting up anything.
2,200 miles an hour.
God damn. Well, the problem is, you know.
He's 90.
He basically said this is a life-changing experience, okay?
He has so much more life to think about.
I was going
to
say, like, he's about 95% done with his life. He's 96% done with his life at this point. So, life-changing. It's good that it happened. It came a little late. You know what
I mean? Sure.
But, I mean, you could change it any time, I guess. But he says, I'm overwhelmed. I had no idea. We were talking earlier. It's going to be different. Whatever the phrase is that you have a different view of things, it doesn't begin to explain, to describe what, for me, he said upon exiting the Blue Origin flight. Shatner did make history today. He became the oldest person to travel to space at the age of 90. He said it would be so important for everyone to have this experience through one means or another. Maybe you could put it on 3D and wear the goggles to have that experience. That's what Shatner told Jeff Bezos.
It's not the same goddamn thing.
No. Back on Earth, Shatner grew emotional describing his experience launching into space. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary. Extraordinary. I hope I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it. It's so much larger than me and life. Speaking to Bezos after the flight, he said, what you've given me is the most profound experience that I can ever imagine. He continued, it hasn't got anything to do with the little green men and the blue orb. It has to do with the enormity and the quickness and the suddenness of life and death. After Shatner and the rest of the crew landed back on Earth, which looked like a pretty hard landing. I mean, I don't know if they've got like padded seats that spring-loaded.
You're going to land hard. Understand that, man.
I mean, that thing was coming down hard. I mean, when it hit the desert, it was like there's a giant poof of sand. I'm just like, man, that had to hurt. Basically, he said he opened the capsule hatch, and there's Bezos. Hello, astronauts. Welcome to Earth. Trip took about 10 minutes.
Oh, that's when you get Will Smith. Welcome to Earth.
From takeoff to landing. The crew experienced about 3 minutes of weightlessness at the top of their flight path before their capsule deployed parachutes that slowed their descent and touched back down near the Texas launch site. It's also crazy to watch that Blue Origin rocket because it deploys the capsule and comes back and it just lands. You know, like, straight up and down. You're just like, it's kind of freaky to watch. Shatner's new record, by the way, as the oldest person to fly to space, one-ups the record set just 3 months ago by 82-year-old Wally Funk. And what a great name to
That's
have.
The best. But he has the coolest name of anyone who's ever been to space.
Sounds to me like he should be the furniture king of Texas. I'm Wally Funk. Come on down here and get yourself a brand new sofa or recliner.
By the way, somebody does, we were talking about William Shatner, best known as Captain James T. Kirk. Someone points out, says, sadly, in this generation, William Shatner, he's the Priceline guy. Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
So yeah.
The Priceline guy went to space.
Like, I know the T.J. Hooker joke, but, like, I've never seen an episode of that.
You didn't miss anything.
It wasn't the greatest cop show in the world, but it had Heather
Locklear. Yeah.
So that made it much better.
At our age when it came on, that was the entirety of the reason why we watched it. Mm-hmm. It also had Adrian Zmed. You know who he is?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah. Our question, what did you always want to do or see that you actually did do or see? 206-421-ROCK.
I mean, I get it. I only watched Three's Company because of Chrissy.
Oh, no, I understand. A lot of people only watched Three's Company because of Suzanne Summer.
I didn't. I watched it because of Don Knotts and Mr. Roper. I thought that was one of the greatest switch outs of any television show in history as far as great characters are concerned. Both of them brought the comedy to the table. They were brilliant.
Hello, Jay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
So, this year, for my birthday, my wife surprised me with a trip to Vegas. I didn't know where we were going. First thing in the morning, she packs my stuff, wait for an Uber, don't find out till we're actually at the airport. Really awesome surprise.
Well, let me ask you this.
Check into the hotel. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
So, she's not telling you where you're going. What were the destinations you thought you might be going before you found out?
I had no idea we were even taking a plane. She said, take these days off. We're going to go somewhere for your birthday. That's all she told me. I thought maybe we were going to go down to Oregon. I'm really into, like, animals, so I thought maybe she's going to take me to a zoo I've never been to or something like that. Nope, surprise trip to Vegas. When we get to Vegas, she surprises me again, says, hey, we're going to go see Penn and Teller tonight. Penn and Teller have been my favorite magicians for pretty much my entire life. I've watched them as a kid. I continue watching them growing up. They've got a great show on TV that's really good that I like to watch. Just absolutely floored.
How long have Penn and Teller been doing? I mean, I'm just thinking back, like, they've been around forever. How long have they been doing what they've been doing as Penn and Teller?
In the spotlight, at least since the 80s, both of them have been doing it since childhood.
You have to think they're just rolling in money. How good was their show? Because obviously it's always on.
It's phenomenal. They're really funny guys. The tricks are impressive as tricks themselves, but they all have like a story or a gag behind them, and they're just really entertaining people to watch. The best part is, though, throughout the show, they kept asking for people to come up. I kept raising my hand unsuccessfully until the last trick that they called somebody up for pointed at me and said, you with the beard, come on up. And I got to be on stage pretty close to my birthday with two of my favorite magicians of all time doing a trick with them.
What was the trick?
So they actually had me manipulate a deck, and I found the card that Teller had wrote down was the card that he thought of.
Okay,
so,
thank God. I thought they sawed you in half and you've been in a wheelchair ever since.
No, it's not a magic trick. We just straight up saw you.
All right,
well, let me ask you this, man. Now that that's happened and your wife treated you to this to see your favorite musicians on an unexpected trip, what the hell do you do for her?
Oh, my God. I told her that. I was like, this isn't fair. How am I? Because her birthday's like literally a month after mine. I'm like, this isn't giving me enough time to give you a good birthday.
Was that like a big birthday for you? Were you like 40 or something?
No, she just something she planned. She had been secretly saving for it and everything. I didn't even catch on. Every couple paychecks, she said, hey, can you just send me $100? I'm going to throw it in savings.
No idea she was saving up. Yeah, because we don't pay attention to what our wives do.
To pay for everything and have money for us to gamble. It was amazing.
Was that the first time you've ever been to Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay. See, you went for pleasure. There's two ways to do it. You can go there for a work convention, quote unquote.
It's still pleasure.
It is still pleasure. Or you can go there for straight pleasure.
Look, man, I don't care.
No. We work so hard when we're down there.
Yeah.
I mean, we're up at 7:30 taking notes at these seminars.
No, we're still up at 7:30. That is how it works. If you're in Vegas, you're there for pleasure.
There's two ways to go.
Yeah. Exactly.
By the way, guys,
I think there's two ways to go to Vegas. Hard and just not so hard.
Well, that's it, right? Really hungover or kind of hungover.
If you have an excuse to go to Vegas, you will take the excuse. Like David Lee Roth is going to play, I think, 5 more dates at the House of Blues. Mm-hmm. Now, I know David Lee Roth. I know how the show is going to go as far as what you're going to see on stage. And it's David Lee Roth. You're going to see him for one of the last times. Not that I agree with Gene Simmons all the time, but on this, I understand what he was saying as far as
It's just going downhill.
It's just Dave. You know, he's doing his thing, but yes. But with Kiss coming back there, and they're done with their stuff, now that would be something that would get me to go to Vegas.
Mike and I are already planning to, man. In February. And here's the thing. It's not like I've seen them before.
We missed them at the Gorge.
I don't want to see Kiss at the Gorge. That's just not, in my mind.
That is not it just doesn't seem like the right venue for Kiss.
Right.
That seems like the great venue for, like, Dave Matthews or Pearl, you know, some granola and, you know what I mean, camping.
I would say
that's
this.
Not Kiss.
Las Vegas is the best place for Kiss because both are ridiculous.
Yeah. You want to wear leather pants if you have them to a Kiss show, and the Gorge just doesn't seem like it's the right venue for that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, by the way, we have been corrected. So we're saying William Shatner, oldest person to go into space at the age of 90, and usurps the record from 82-year-old Wally Funk. Wally Funk's a woman.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, I had no idea. Everyone's like, guys, Wally's a woman. Wally is a she. Wally's a woman. FYI, Wally's a woman. I think Wally Funk is a woman.
I don't know what Wally is short for. Or is it just that's the
name? It's just Wally.
Willetta?
She's 82. Her name might just be Wally.
Wally.
Wally's also the name of the mascot for the Red Sox.
Just on a quick side note. I never would have guessed that.
Her full name is Mary Wallace Funk.
Oh, all right.
Mary Wallace. Sounds like she should be in P-Funk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? George
Wallace
Clinton.
Funk, I'm Mary Wallace Funk.
What is that?
I'm here to lay it down.
What is that funk? That's Wally.
Yeah. Turns out Funk was like a nickname.
For mothballs.
Yeah, right.
What did you always want to do or see that you actually did do or see? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Uh-oh.
That's
Gary?
Not bad.
I don't...
There's absolutely nothing. All right, we'll get back to Gary. By the way, a couple of comments have come in as far as things that people actually got to do, right? So, says, all the bitches, I went to Belize and Guatemala and toured 5 Mayan temples / cities. It's unbelievable. That is something I would like to do.
Or see the blue hole there.
Yeah, from afar.
Well, I mean, you're going to take a plane.
So you can't
get close to it.
No, it's protected.
What happens if you get close? I mean, like, if they're in a boat.
I don't know. I mean, you have to remember, that's fresh water.
Yeah, I want
that's a weird thing, a freshwater pond in the middle of the ocean.
And then here's one. This is interesting. Someone says, I always wanted to be on a Zamboni. I tried for years, but I finally did it for a Thunderbirds game. I did have to wear a shark onesie, but I got it.
All right.
That's pretty cool. I've stood on one, but it wasn't moving.
Where were you that you stood on a Zamboni?
St. Louis. DeMatha, we were there for a tournament. I was keeping score for the basketball team, and as we were done our practice, it's the same place the Blues play. I was like, hang on. Somebody get a picture of me.
And parked in the back in the hallway, and you just jumped on it?
Yeah, I have the picture.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's right. It's like me on there, and I mean, you know me. I have this giant S-eating grin. I'm just like, look at me on a Zamboni.
Where the hell they make those things? You know, like, is there like a Zamboni or a Paraman?
It sounds like it should be New Jersey.
I'm saying Michigan or Canada.
Okay.
Well, it's
Italian, you know what I mean? So it sounds like there's some guy in like Sicily is like, yeah, I invented the Zamboni.
It sounds like a pasta dish.
I named it after me.
Yeah.
It's a penne with clams.
That was just something. That would be fun. Just a guy named, I'm Jim Zamboni.
Yeah.
You've heard of my product.
Right. I invented ice machines in the Zamboni.
You like a clean sheet?
What did you always want to do or see that you actually did do or see? 206-421-ROCK.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
KISW proudly presents Live Day. It is back. Bid to solid gold 70 style. Thursday, November 18th. We will see you at Snoqualmie Casino. BJ and Migs, our show completely live. Mm-hmm. And we can finally get a chance to invite you back to a live event where we're present.
Yes, indeed.
So this is some excitement. A Live Day, as you know, everything is live. The commercials, the sound effects, all of the music, our shows, nothing is absolutely pre-recorded. There's nothing that day. It will be pre-recorded. So
that's why it goes off the rails so easily.
It is a high-wire act. And look, man, if you can only make it to BJ and Migs in the morning, or you can only attend our show, there's ticket packages for both. If you want to stay the whole day and enjoy the events, you can do that as well. All the details on tickets at KISW.com. There's a bunch of packages there. And don't forget, those tickets go on sale this Friday morning at 10 a.m. Go to KISW.com for all the details.
Get them.
There's a once-in-a-lifetime event for you right there. Our question, what did you always want to do or see that you actually did do or see? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Al. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
That was Hola.
A intro song. Hola. Hey, so something I always wanted to do, I wanted to always have my own cheesesteak shop. So back in 2008, I set up a little wooden table with a propane grill under an umbrella in Belltown and started my dream. 14 years later, guys, we got a brick and mortar in Georgetown. Colozzi's cheesesteak.
Oh! So, oh!
Yeah.
Hey!
San Diego.
We know Colozzi's, man.
That's right. We had some.
Mike had his first cheesesteak from Colozzi's.
Yeah.
My wife goes there religiously.
I went down and picked up a couple Donnie's and a Ronnie.
Oh, yeah. My friend Donnie would love to hear his name over the radio like that.
That's a mushroom steak sandwich.
That's right. My friend Donnie, many years ago, kept bugging me. He's like, you got to put mushrooms on the menu. I said, all right, Donnie, let me try. It's one of our best sellers, and we named the sandwich after him.
Dude, so you own Colozzi's?
I'm Al Colozzi. I started in Belltown back in 2008, right next to Amber Nightclub.
Oh, all right.
Dude, that's so we've been to your shop, but then Thurl and I both lived in Belltown. Yeah. I bet I stopped there before.
I guarantee I did, man. We're cheesesteaks free. What do we have to do to get some Colozzi's delivered to us?
Bring them up here.
Listen, I'm here. We're here just visit some family and. Listen, next time I'm in town, I should be back, I don't know, a couple weeks. I'd love to come and visit you guys, and I'll bring some sandwiches on me and see you in the crew.
Wait, where are you now?
Right now, I'm actually driving. I'm on my way to pick up my wife and my little girl.
Oh, nice.
So are you living down by the San Diego location now, Al?
I am right now.
Where did you put it? Did you put it on Coronado?
No, we put in Pacific Beach on Garnett Ave. We've been there about 4 years now.
See, I would leave, like about now, and not see Seattle until maybe March.
Right,
just for a little bit of sunshine.
We got the best of both worlds. You know, we can come up here when the sun's out, and then go down there, and then just back and forth. But it's been great, man. And Seattle has shown us love for 14 years now, man.
Because you got the best cheesesteak.
You do.
I mean, honestly, Seattle, you have the best cheesesteak. When did you know you wanted to open a cheesesteak place? Because that's very specific.
Yeah. So I grew up in it. My grandparents had a shop. When I was a little boy, my Uncle Anthony is the one who taught me how to make my first cheesesteak. I still make it like the way he taught me. You know, it's his sandwich.
Was that here? Was that here in Seattle?
No, I was in Philadelphia. I grew up in Philadelphia.
Do you not hear the man's voice?
I do. Sometimes Italians just talk like Italians.
Right. My only question was Philly or Jersey?
Right. So do you import the rolls?
We do. So we have a place that we get our rolls from. Our meat is our brand. We use a ribeye steak. It's got all our ingredients and, our little secrets. And, people love us. We love what we do, guys. We love what we do.
Well, we love eating your love of what you do, man. Yeah.
Seriously. See, here's my only tip, I think, on the thing.
What's that?
If you're going to go to anywhere and get cheesesteak, if you get it there, you can do cheese wit, right?
Correct.
Yeah, but if you wrap it up and you put it in a bag and it takes you an hour to get
it's gone by the time.
The cheese going to be gone. So do provolone.
I'll tell you, me personally, I like soggy cereal. So my cheesesteak wrapped up by the time I get it home, I don't mind it, but absolutely. It's a preference thing.
Yeah.
I actually had David Oliveri, Pat Oliveri, who invented the cheesesteak in 1930, came and visited me in San Diego. It was my biggest honor, man. I was geeking out.
And what did he say?
He loved our sandwiches. His grandfather's the Henry Ford of cheesesteaks.
Wow.
He loved our cheesesteaks.
That's crazy.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
That is awesome. Yeah. That is awesome.
You guys are awesome. I love your show, man. And next time I come up here, I want to come and visit you guys. and throw you a cheesesteak party.
Mike ate that thing in 30 seconds.
God, it was good.
He ate the entire sandwich in 30 seconds.
We're not kidding. It was his first cheesesteak, right?
Never seen anything like
it. Now, we all got full cheesesteaks. I ate half of mine. I saw Mike finishing up. I thought he'd eaten half as well. He'd eaten the whole goddamn thing.
So I have a funny story. Yes, Mike, we stopped. She goes, let's go get cheesesteak. I said, well, let's split one. She goes, no, you get your own. I'm not sharing.
Yeah.
My wife won't even share with me. It's one of those things, you know?
You don't share cheesesteaks. You really don't, man.
You don't share. That's the one thing. It's a tough thing to do.
It is.
Well, my daughter's down in San Diego. I'll tell her you guys are open down there. She loves a cheesesteak, man. So
she'll be there in a minute. Please do it. Yeah, please do, and have her, you know, introduce herself, and we'll take care of her, okay?
All right. Yeah, very cool. That's awesome. That is awesome.
Hey, exactly.
Yeah. And no kidding.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. We're
not kidding you about how good your cheesesteaks are.
Yeah, this is not a joke.
This is completely legitimate, you know what I mean? If you ever need us to do a cheesesteak commercial on television like Cinderella did for Pat Gino's back in the day, we'll do it.
I love it. Thank you so much, and we'll see you guys soon.
Right on, man.
Thanks, Al.
All right.
I'm telling you, man, that's the best cheesesteak I've had, maybe.
Yeah, and he's down in Georgetown. Go down there and get some.
Yeah.
We're not kidding. I mean, it's that freaking good. Mm-hmm. Damn. All right.
What did you always want to do or see that you actually did do or see? Now I'm hungry. 206-421-ROCK.
Why is it always the Wednesday shows?
What do you mean?
No!
For whatever reason, and I know we do meat and potatoes on Thursday, but for whatever reason, somehow food always shows up on Wednesday.
We should go down and get some of these for meat and potatoes.
I was fine today. Now I'm starving.
I was fine, too. Honestly, God, my stomach is growling now because I like the cheesesteaks. Like, right, we're talking about cheesesteaks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, why don't we do that for tomorrow, meat and potatoes? You listen to us tell you how good Colossus cheesesteaks are.
Yeah. Put me down for a pepper steak.
There you go. Hello, Denise. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, hola.
Hola, hola.
Okay, so my husband and I were on vacation in Hawaii, and we had about 8 days left, but we were leaving Hawaii that morning, and I worked for an airline, so I said, hey, let's go to Korea. What do you think about going to Korea instead of going home? And my husband's really into the whole North Korea, South Korea, the Korean War thing. And so he's like, yeah, he jumped at the chance. So we hopped on an airplane and ended up in Seoul for 4 days just to check it out. And during that time, we were able to get on a tour and go up and visit the DMZ.
Yeah,
so we went to the demilitarized zone and we...
I thought you got your license renewed.
Yeah, that too.
All the way
in Seoul. Yeah, it was super cool, and we got to go down into these tunnels that evidently were dug from the North Korean side over to the South Korean side for a possible invasion at some future point, but South Korea found it, and we got to actually walk all the way down and peep through this little peephole, and about 60 feet away from us was North Korea, where they were watching. It was really amazing.
Denise, what was the flight from Hawaii to Korea? Was that like 8 hours? How far?
Yeah, it was 8 hours.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, because I know it's about 13 or so, or 12, depending on the pattern you take. But
you're
already halfway there. You might as well.
How weird is it
that's what I said. We're already halfway there. We should just go. So we did, and we're so glad we did. What an experience. I mean, I had no idea how cool that would be, but my husband did, so I'm glad we did it.
But what is at the DMZ? Like, I'm sure there's not like a souvenir shop or something. So, I mean, when you go there, is it just... There is a souvenir shop.
And don't
DMZ.
They have like a fake version of like the actual border? Like the line?
A fake version of the line? What? Where? At the...
Like if you're at, like if you're in the DMZ and you're like at the point with, what is it, 38th parallel? Or
yeah,
whatever?
Something like that.
Like I thought they had set up a thing so it looks like a checkpoint, but it's not an actual. Like they're not actual soldiers in a checkpoint.
It's still 2 to 3 miles more.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's a fake thing. I mean, they kept telling us do not cross this line here and do not leave the path because there's actual buried bombs or buried whatever booby traps.
That's all you got to tell me.
And they were like, please do not leave where we've told you to walk and stuff. I did get a chance to look into some binoculars from one of the vantage points that we were at and look over at the fake North Korean stuff, though, you know, where they say they just build these buildings and nobody lives there, and it's just all propaganda. I saw that. It was pretty cool.
Did you get a chance, because my first item on the bucket list, if I'm there, did you get a chance to ride the Soul Train?
Oh, I'm riding the Soul Train every day.
Okay, all right. It was a cartoon when I was a kid, but I'm sure it's a real thing.
And did you go to the...
We actually did ride the train in Seoul quite a bit.
Yeah, that's the Soul Train.
That is the Soul. They play the OJs, the Spinners.
It's just like being on the TV show.
It really is.
Everybody's got to dance in a line to get on the train.
Did you buy anything at the souvenir shop?
Yes. My husband bought me this bracelet, and I bought a bracelet, and we bought some North Korean booze.
Ooh, what kind of booze are we talking?
It was a bottle of really nasty taste and stuff with a piece of ginger in the bottom, and I don't know what it was classified as. I couldn't even tell you, but we just bought it because we thought that was super cool.
Was it soju?
Maybe.
I know that's the big thing in Korea.
Did you get a chance to eat any Korean barbecue, or is that an Americanized thing?
I have eaten Korean barbecue in Korea, and we ate all the authentic food we could. We'd walk into these little down the alley, and they didn't speak any English, and we would just point at stuff on the wall and hope it wasn't puppy.
Okay.
Let's hope it wasn't puppy.
Jesus, yeah.
That's Bulgogi, woman.
Maybe they should do that. Just have a picture of the animal you're pointing at. Do you have an idea?
Different flavors of Bulgogi.
Right.
You want the pork, the question mark, the beef.
I'll try two question marks and a beef.
I was going to say, I always go beef, but I might go question mark.
If it's meat, I'll give it a try.
Why? I always like how you get everything in little bowls, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, a couple little potatoes, kimchi.
Easy to eat.
What did you always want to do or see that you actually did get to do or see? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, D. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hola.
Hola. So, first time, long time.
Welcome
love
to
you
the
guys.
Show.
You're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
So, I had always wanted to drive and or own the Pursuit Special Interceptor from the Mad Max movies.
You're not alone.
No, I'm not. And I actually know that firsthand. So when the internet was brand new, at least brand new to me and still new to most people in the mid-90s, the first thing I ever typed into a search engine was Mad Max cars.
Not porn. And, that's the first thing. Not like big boobs, puffy nipples, none of that. It was Mad Max car. That was your very first type.
Very first thing I ever searched for on the internet. Absolutely. That tells you what a nutcase I am.
I would say there's something wrong with you, but I appreciate that.
I found my way to a company that imported the Australian Ford Falcons the cars are built from and built the replicas. And went down to meet the guy. He was down in Sumner, Washington, and went down to meet him. I bought a car, and the joke I perpetuate around the shop is they haven't been able to get rid of me since. So now I work at a company, Mad Max Cars and South Sound Hot Rods.
Really?
That builds Mad Max movie cars, replicas for fans and people who want them.
Now, are you driving? I mean, obviously you're not driving down the street in this thing, but is it something you can take, I don't know, off-road and do your thing?
Oh, they're absolutely street legal.
And this is something I'm sure you're selling to an audience around the world, right?
Around the world, we have yet to have a client in Washington State, although we're located here, but we build them for people all around the world.
I
do drive them off-road. We throw an event here locally called Road War Northwest, which is a gathering of Mad Max movie cars and crazy people driving them, wearing the costumes of the guys who drive the cars.
Now,
also go down to California to the Mojave Desert and drive them down there like an event called Wasteland Weekend, which is just like being in the movie for a week.
Now, I don't know that. I am a huge Mad Max fan, all right? And while the car's cool, I have never in any of the movies thought to myself, I hope one day I get to live like this. I mean, that's one thing about those, but the car, but there's nothing else.
Tina Turner's around them.
Or, what's her face? Mm-hmm. Bald chick in the latest one, Fury Road.
I didn't see that one.
You haven't seen Fury Road now?
Charlize Theron, who played Furiosa in the new movie.
Yeah. What did you think of Fury Road? One of my favorite movies of all time.
You know, I actually loved it. I know a lot of the Mad Max purists hate it because it wasn't Mel Gibson and because they destroyed the car in the first 30 seconds. But man, I love the car action, and it's one of my favorite Mad Max movies. It's better than Thunderdome, anyway. So
I agree.
At
well,
the very least, it's one of my three favorite Mad Max
movies. Out of four.
Where is the hot spot in the Mad Max fandom where, you know, you get the most inquiries about getting a car? Is there some weird country in the world, you know what I mean?
Right, where you wouldn't expect.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you know, outside of America, which is probably number one, it's probably a tie between Japan and Germany.
Interesting. Okay, all right.
Okay, I can see that.
Well, that's very cool,
yeah,
man.
And you
do it for a living now.
I do it for a living. That's what I spend every day doing, is building Mad Max replica cars, as well as other hot rods and restoring classics and whatnot.
I feel like if my son told me that, I'd be like, son, you need a plan B. But obviously, you're pulling this off.
Right.
If he said, this is my goal, I'd be like, your goal is what now? Mad Max specifically. Okay. But no, those
and
are great movies.
I saw the Mad Max movie the first time. It totally changed my life. But when I was 13, 14 years old and saw that movie, if you had told me I'd be doing this in my lifetime at some point, I would have laughed in your face.
Yeah. It was, you know, I think you picked better than Waterworld.
Yes.
You know, where you manufacture weird boats.
You haven't seen Fury Road?
I have not.
Do yourself a favor. It's good, man. It's a great movie.
I love Mad Max.
It is, yeah.
I haven't seen any of the Mad Max, but I have seen Waterworld.
That's, yeah.
See Mad Max.
Dennis Hopper.
If you watch the very first one, you're going to be super depressed.
All right.
If you watch
Thunderdome.
Beyond Thunderdome, it's a little silly, but still a great movie. Then there was, so it was Mad Max. That is just a depressing movie. It is truly a depressing movie. That was followed up by Road Warrior. Less depressing, more action, kind of fun. Thunderdome, a little silly, but a lot of fun. But Fury Road, man, that's intense, but it is all. You would love it.
All right.
Right? And it's easy to follow.
What did you always want to do or see that you actually did do or see? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, guys.
Hola.
So I saved up for about 2 years, and in January of 2020 went to Australia, which was supposed to be for 5 months, but it got cut short about for 3 months. But I was able to do 13 scuba dives, and I went and swam with the dolphins. I did sea lions. I did cage diving with the great white sharks.
Ooh, now what is that? How much do you clench your butt the first time you see a great white approach the cage?
Oh, it is. I mean, they are truly predators. And even in that cage, you feel completely out of your own. Like, you are not going to survive. If that cage goes down, you ain't going to outswim them. You are not going to. Yeah, they are intense.
What would you say the biggest shark you saw? 13 feet, 16 feet? I mean, did they get that big? I mean, I know they get that big. What I'm saying is, did you see one that big?
Yeah, there was ten and 12 footers, but they were like coming up to the cage and bumping into the cage. But there was this monster, and I'm saying he's probably 15, 16 feet, and he stayed underneath the boat and underneath our cage and just circled. And he literally was like waiting for anything to go wrong and a person to fall in.
Yeah, see, it doesn't bring me comfort,
man. Okay, now you see this. How comfortable are you doing a dive where you're not in a cage knowing what's in the water?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
it's
so
one thing to go someplace else, but that doesn't mean that sharks don't have a boundary.
Right.
There's no wall to keep them
out. Right. Well,
that was part of the tour.
So on the way there, we stop and swim with the sea lions openly, and that's their food.
Wait. That's like swimming at the buffet table for cannibals.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's...
Yeah.
And sea lions are, you know, they're almost a ton, it looks like. I mean, the ones I've seen in San Francisco,
oh,
just laying on the...
They're cute, and they're swimming all around you. And the only thing that the guys tell you is don't go in the deep water. Like, but the sharks can definitely come up there. You've got people on the boat watching, and if they see a shark...
Well, what are they going to do?
That seems like enough.
But you're dressed like a seal or a sea lion.
And
you're the slowest.
Yeah. You're the slowest of the group you're in.
See, I wasn't, though, so I'm a good swimmer, so I'm not worried. Like, all I have to do is outswim one other person, right? And I'm good.
I see your theory. I see what you're doing there. You're tying people on the boat.
Sorry about your luck that you're not a good swimmer. Like, yeah, no, I wasn't. Yeah, so, it was a blast. It was a lot of fun, but you went out, like, the boat ride itself was 3 hours out in the middle of the Tasmanian Sea. So you're out, I mean, there's no cell reception there. So even if somebody got, like, an arm bit off, like, you aren't...
You're dying.
Gonna make it back.
You're dying.
Tony, I will tell you this. That sounds fascinating. It absolutely does.
I would just sign the waiver. I would not read it.
Right. I already know
what
it says.
You don't want to read what can possibly happen here.
Right.
Just figure you're signing your death wish. What did you always want to do or see that you actually did do or see? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.